Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday 6th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. We'll start with news about Sony and Honda planning to make electric vehicles together. Getting together to split the difference and use their own strengths. Sony bringing the tech. Honda bringing the nous about how to put a vehicle together and market it. Now, this could have been done years ago when you think about Japanese companies, Sony and Honda. And Honda do make an EV. Nothing wrong with a little Honda E, but it really is the only thing that they can talk about in the EV market. As for Sony, yes, they've got their Vision S concept, which I think looks really stunning. But maybe Sony don't want all the responsibility of establishing a car company to produce it, market it, sell it, service it. So it could well be a match made in heaven. The cars will come 2025 at the earliest. You could ask why that deal wasn't done many years ago, because we could be talking about the cars arriving now, when you think about it. A bit like this next story, Huawei. Now, there's a name that is much newer to the general consciousness in terms of the tech sector than a name like Sony, and yet they did do that thinking years ago, which is why this weekend, their first EV has now gone on sale. Huawei have their Harmony OS operating system that powers the new Aito M5. The actual production is done by Ceres. It's also known as SF Motors. Cost less than $40,000 equivalent after subsidies for a mid-sized SUV packed full of tech from Huawei. Now, greater greenhouse gas reductions for pickup trucks happen more than any other light-duty vehicle. So if you talk about light-duty vehicles, sedans, SUVs, and pickup trucks, they're responsible for almost 60% of transportation greenhouse gas emissions. And yet, pickup trucks accounting for 14% of vehicle sales last year. And because they emit more emissions than other cars and vehicles in its sector, going electric with a pickup truck does more for the planet than maybe a sedan or an SUV going electric. Researchers from the University of Michigan, alongside Ford, found that replacing an old fossil pickup truck with an EV results in greater tonnage of greenhouse gas emissions being saved than any other sector. Between 1.2 and 1.6 years is the payback time. At the minute, to make a battery has got more emissions than to make a combustion engine. But after 1.5 years of driving an EV, they found in this study that sort of greenhouse gas debt is paid off. And then everything after that is much, much cleaner. That is based on the average fuel mix in terms of how the electric grid in the US is powered and also the average miles traveled. Kia confirming their EV9 will be a flagship SUV coming next year. Looking forward to this one. 336 plus miles of range, 540 kilometers on a single charge. Quick as well, 0 to 60, 5 something seconds. Kia EV9 reminds me a lot, looking at it, of a Rivian R1S. And you bet it'll be cheaper and actually might be more available as well. And so again, on the EGMP platform, like those other new cars from the Koreans, so 800 volts, charge very quickly. Lovely jubbly. Yes, please. Now, a new study says that almost 80% of Canadians are opening to owning an EV, and 58% indicating they are certain, inclined, or likely to make their next purchase an electric vehicle. With three quarters of Canadians saying that government money should be used to helping consumers buy an electric car. Colorado is launching their clean truck strategy with the aim of targeting heavy and medium duty trucks, school buses, 18 wheelers, things like that. These are a fraction of the vehicles on the road, but contributing 22% of the sector's greenhouse gas emissions. And why are Chinese cars going to be coming to Europe? A new study looking at companies like iWays, BYD, Nexpeng, NIO, all coming to countries like Norway and the rest of Europe over the next few years, and what it could mean for the existing brands. That is your EV News briefly for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah, Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust, we had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.